And John DeBosque, who has been in charge of the Naked Creek Mission since he was a young man, from what I understand. Is that right?
That's right.
And you came here, you came here direct from seminary school, is that right?
I came down here from Philadelphia School of Bible.
And I've
been down here now since 1932. And then 1932, I lived up on top of the mountain here. The old Meadows School used to be a schoolhouse up there.
They called it
the Meadows School. All the people lived on the mountain went there to school.
Were you the teacher of that school?
No, I wasn't the teacher. I was a preacher up there.
I see.
I was preaching, and so I moved from there when they took over and started the school, and the school rather was started, and they took over also the all of that kind of work. I found out who they were, what they were, what class of people they were, and they were very, very attentive class of people. I had 75 in Sunday school.
75?
Yeah, up on the mountain up there. That was a miracle for up there.
Had they had any Sunday school up to that time?
Yes.
They had? You came?
Before I came. There used to be a Gerd Cave used to come in there to preach. Maybe once a month or so. And the Methodist preacher, I forget what his name was. He used to preach down here at the Methodist Church, down here, down in the hollow here.
In other words, this particular area, which is really almost outside Elkton, isn't it? Was a very religious group of people.
Yes, a lot of them were.
A lot of
them. Some of them were religious, and that's all. They would fight, used to fight. Mine was terrible fights they had up there. On the schoolhouse porch there, they had a... that's where Hubbard Breeden, he killed his... I don't know if it was his cousin or whether he was a nephew, what he was.
Do you know why he killed him?
Well, I don't know why. The two of them had a grudge against one another. Grudge.
Yeah.
They were going to kill me, and he says, if any man dare lays a hand on Mr. John, he says, I'll kill him. That was Hubbard Breeden. That's what he said, see. But nobody touched me. They never bothered me. And I came down from... I preached up there. I had over 75 in the Sunday school. And preaching, and the places was always packed.
Yeah.
See, whenever I had preaching, they would come in from all around there. They'd come in there to the meetings, clean from way over the other side. I don't know how far, but about 10 miles.
From Simmons Gap? Would they come here from Simmons Gap?
No, I don't remember Simmons Gap at all.
No.
But they did come in from over there. I tell you where they came. I can only think of the name. I was down in there. What was his name? I forget the man's name. They named it after him. And they had school. a school down there by his name. We used to preach there. That's where I met my wife, down there at that school.
Uh-huh.
I forget the name. What is the name of the school? I forget the name of the school now. I can't think of it.
But then you married a local girl, is that it?
Yes.
What was her maiden name?
Her name was... Oh... I probably could get it right off the bat. Okay. That's one of... I should think of it.
All right, when you do, you just mention it.
Yes.
Did they have large families, these people?
Yes, they did. They all had large families.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl threw out there. The Meadows family was all grafted in there. Meadows came in from over around Stanley. They came in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Gerd Cave was way down in there.
Mm-hmm.
He used to come in there and preach to the... Well, when I got started up there, by then he stopped coming in there. At least so I was in there.
Were you Episcopal? Are you Episcopal?
No,
or
non-denominational.
Non-denominational.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Independent fundamental.
I see. Yeah. Now, you were saying that they had large families.
Yes.
Did they grow good big vegetable gardens?
They growed all the stuff that they ate.
They did.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Lonely breeding. Lonely and Joe breeding. See, they lived right below the schoolhouse. Well, they raised all their own vegetables. And then when I came down, they started to fix up the house. Mrs. Frank used to preach. Used to have school there,
mm-hmm.
In the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
She lived right below the just below the schoolhouse where they had built a house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you go in there, I tell you. It was built out of logs.
Oh, yes.
Yes, all logs.
Well, most of their houses were built of logs,
yes.
Weren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Log cabins, a lot of some of them had.
Yeah.
And they would come in there. They chased her out.
Why?
Why she hired Meadows. Used to come in there, and he lived right. He was a custodian at the school. Well, he lived right below the school, see, and below where Mrs. Frank lived at. She would teach school. She was a school teacher, and she left the school and moved to Philadelphia.
Why did they run her out?
Well, they didn't like her.
Oh, so then they had no school teacher.
Don't like you, they'd run you out.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they were.
Yeah.
Class of people. And so she went from there up to Philadelphia. Then I came down. When I came down here, they let me have the house rent free.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And the people all when they come in and whitewashed it. It was all whitewashed all the way through.
Yeah.
Upstairs and downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Two-story flat house it was.
Yeah.
Had, I guess about eight or nine rooms in it.
Mm.
Yes. And they would, he would come down. Every time he would come down, he'd always bring me a big bag of groceries, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of clothes for the people.
Oh.
They've been giving them clothes since 1932.
Where did these clothes come from?
All over.
Mm-hmm.
Come from all over the country. People would find out that I was down there, and they would send in these clothes. good.
Well, then did you give them to the people or
yes.
sell them?
No, we would give them to the people.
Uh-huh.
Didn't charge them for nothing.
I see.
So finally, when she did come down to visit them, they accepted her all right, but they didn't like her, see.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or other, they had got against her some way, and her husband and her, that he was a carpenter. And painted carpenter and painted, so he lived in Philadelphia. Well, they moved everything up to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
All their stuff that they had
mm-hmm.
was moved. Then I moved in there in the house. The people all around come in and helped.
Mm-hmm.
They painted with whitewash and lime, whatever they could get their hands to, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every room was all whitewashed.
Mm-hmm.
So we lived in there 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in 3 years time, we got acquainted with the man who lived down here. He lived right over here. His name was Mettis, George Mettis. And he used to come up there, and he would come up and bring clothes up for the people on horseback.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have no other travel.
Well, there were no roads.
No travel. All of it was just about wide enough for a horse and to walk up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So he would come up there. And the lamb, he lived up there. He lived away over that way to the left of the schoolhouse. See? He lived down in the valley. And Hubbard Breeden, he lived over that way. See?
Mm.
And he took a liking to me somehow. I don't know how. He says, if any man dare lay a hand on Mr. John, he says, I'd kill him.
Uh-huh.
And
they were then a pretty feisty type people, were they?
Yes.
They were? I wonder why.
Well, I don't know. Before them, that people moved in there, Indians lived up there.
Oh.
See?
Uh-huh.
And they lived over on this side of the schoolhouse, see? Down, way down, there's a graveyard up there for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's still there yet if we could find it.
Yeah.
But the people from over in where was it now? Way over there, way across the mountain. They used to come over there an awful lot. I forget the name of that class of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come over. And they would come over there just to church, see when we'd have church. And the Baptist Church had a little place over there.
Mm-hmm.
Over on the other side, way over there from the Methodist School.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about 10 miles, I guess, across the mountain.
Uh-huh.
They had that little church over there. I forget the woman's name, and she asked me to preach for them over there. I preached for them over there a couple of times.
Well, how would you get around? On horseback?
Walk.
Walk.
Yeah, all my traveling was worn walking.
How did they have their funerals? What were they like?
The funeral?
Yeah.
Well, it was, I had it the same as a city funeral would be. They would all come, they would make a box, see, and put something in the box, you know, but to put the casket in, and then put the body in, see.
Did they keep the body in the house until it was buried?
Yes.
Yeah,
Uh-huh. As far as I know they did.
Mm-hmm. And then would you perform the service in the house?
I would perform the service in the house.
Yeah.
And take it from the house to the graveyard.
Yeah.
I had a graveyard.
Yeah.
And there they would dig a hole big enough to put the body in.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the body in there. And we'd have a service at the graveyard. And from there, why the body stayed there. A lot of the bodies that's in there yet.
Well, did they put up tombstones?
They put some kind of a marker, yes. They put a stone up of some kind. They didn't know nothing about these their tombstones they have now.
No, they just put up stones.
Put a stone there, a marker, sir, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was buried there.
Yeah.
And so that way they went on that way for years, see.
How about their weddings? What were they like?
Well, the weddings were on the order.
Were they in the church ever or usually in the home?
Well, they're both, either in the house or in the church.
Uh-huh.
The schoolhouse, they would have weddings in the schoolhouse.
They didn't make much fuss over a wedding, though,
nothing,
did they?
Nothing like they do today.
No. Would the bride wear a special dress?
Yes, she wore a special dress, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to try to get the special dress for them so they could get married in it.
Oh, that was nice of you, yeah.
Yeah, I'd get dressed, I'd write to people in the city right quick, and they'd send it right quick down to me.
Oh,
see, they would send a dress, see?
Yeah.
For the people, the one that's going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
They were real, real good that way, when they were getting married.
How did they make money, these people?
Make money?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't make any money.
They didn't sell eggs or pork.
When they were starting to build Skyline Drive up there, cars would go over it. They could go over, and they would take peaches or pear, whatever they were growing on their place. They would take them up on Skyline Drive and they would sell them, see?
Yeah.
So much for 10 cents, maybe 10 cents for maybe so many.
Mm-hmm.
That way they would come
But
along.
Before the Skyline Drive, they didn't have any store that they could take these things to?
They had to walk all the way down. It was about 3 miles, 3 or 4 miles, down to Buzz Medicine Store. He had a store down, he could set the store in this room here.
Yeah.
That's not about how big it was.
Yeah.
And Clint Lamb, he had a store.
Yeah.
Below Buzz Meadows.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the people dealt with him.
Yeah.
And that way, why, they dealt with one another.
Because I was wondering how they got money for, like, kerosene and, things of that kind.
They would work for different ones. When they needed some work done, they'd do it, see. They'd get paid so much. Oh, you get kerosene was about, I guess about 5 cents a gallon, something like that.
Yeah.
Very cheap, see, then. Nothing like it is today.
No. Well, now, would they grow corn and then take it to a mill to have it?
They take it to a mill, have it ground.
Where was the mill?
The mill was, let me think. It was over, at the mill. Let's see, where was that now? I forget, over. I know, Bob, I know, right, I could take you right to it where it is. But I forget.
Was it toward Elkton?
Huh?
Was it toward Elkton?
Yes, it was that towards Elkton.
Mm-hmm.
They take it to that mill, and mm-hmm. they ground it, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they made their bread
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff that had what they used corn in.
Yeah.
Say, and wheat and stuff.
Sure.
Well, what they lived on, say.
Did they raise pigs?
Pigs? Oh, yeah, it was a man-made eating. Pigs, and, yes, and cows.
They had cows?
Yeah, one of the cows, they'd kill a cow, they'd all gather together, and they'd take and kill the cow, and cut it, and then cut it all up in pieces, that's the way they did with the cow.
Now, that's a first. People in the northern section never ate beef.
Didn't.
No, but these people did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they ate beef, yes. Corn.
Mm-hmm.
And all kind of stuff. Chickens.
Yeah.
And anything that was eatable.
Was there any fishing done around here? Were there
fishing,
good streams?
Yeah, the streams. There's a lot of fish in the streams.
Yeah. How about making moonshine? Was there much of that?
that was their principal doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was. I remember up on the mountain there was two men which were going around went to one from one place to another, saying that they were wanted to buy some moonshine. See. And they find out where the moonshine was at, and after a little while, then it would get raided.
So, oh!
They would raid it and take all the liquor that they had made. See.
Mm.
They used to drink it, all the liquor, mostly all of it.
Mm.
Yeah, there was lots of them.
Yeah.
Hubbard Breeden, why? He got caught making his liquor. He so far had 5 years in jail for it.
Oh my gosh.
You know what they used to do with him? They used to dress him all up at the end of the month in women's clothes. And then they would let him go home for a day or two, then come back again. That's the way they used to do.
I wonder why.
They didn't keep him in jail. I don't know why. They didn't have room for him or something.
Yeah.
So they would give him a room, a place where they could sleep at and everything.
Yeah.
They were very good to him in the jail, but they wasn't what they ain't like it was is today. Nothing like that.
No. Was it rocky for them to make their gardens? Did they have a lot of rocks?
Yeah, just like it is today. Plenty of rocks.
Yeah. Did they move the rocks out of the garden and build stone walls?
They would move as much as they could.
They did. Uh-huh.
They did.
Did they strip the trees of bark? Was there any tanning done around here?
Lots of tanning was done.
No, tanning.
Tanning.
Yeah. Was there a tannery?
No, there wasn't any tanneries here.
So they didn't strip. The bark from the trees, did they?
No.
No.
Not for that. Yeah, until they come to find out what it was good for, then they would do that. See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't. A lot of things they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They were just common to them. That, as far as they was concerned, they didn't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
About that.
Was there any doctor that they used, or did they use midwives?
Dr. Miller used to come up in here, and another doctor there in Shenandoah.
Oh.
What was that name? He lived right on the corner of the street there. And he would get a horse and carriage, and when they'd send somebody would be real sick, they'd send for him, and the doctor would come up.
Mm-hmm.
They'd all clean up by here. The road, they had a road wide enough for him to get through. They made a road all right, all the way through and up clean up the mountain for 3 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How would they get word to him?
Why, a man would go right on horseback.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the doctors would come up on horseback.
Sure.
See?
Yeah.
Go up to wherever they live at.
Did you hear of any particular diseases that these people had?
No, I never. They seem to be good, healthy people.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Good, healthy people.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More healthier so than those outside of here in the city.
That's right. Well, they had a lot of hard work to do, and they were out of doors a lot.
Yes, they.
And
they were real healthy people.
How would they celebrate Christmas?
Well, that was they would celebrate it. But they didn't know any much about the Christmas tree. They didn't do that, trim up a tree or something like
no.
that. But if it was at the schoolhouse, they would have somebody would dress up like old Santa Claus.
Oh. You know,
And they would come in there at the schoolhouse. I used to get a lot of stuff sent to me to give to them. To the people, the children, say.
Yes.
And all there was an awful lot of stuff would come in, box after box. Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. Just from people knowing about your work.
We got acquainted with one another. They would fill them up with toys for the children. That's where they first got the toys.
Mm-hmm.
It was from us being up there on the mountains and at the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we had quite a number, a vast amount of toys and doll babies and all that kind of stuff we would give to the children.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get anything for the grown-ups?
Yes, we would get clothes. We sent in to us from the grown-ups. They would get all clothes, at box after the box, clothes. How I got this here place here. This man over here lived over here. He came up to where I lived at, and he says, "Mr. John," he says, "if you'll give me some clothes," he says. For my family down there, he says, I'll give you plenty of corn and stuff, and I'll give you a piece of land right across from where I live at. He said,
uh-huh.
So he did. He wheeled it over to me, and I went down to the, what was the Justice of Peace down in Shenandoah, and he made out the will. I don't know what I was done with that. I put it some ways out in the house here. And he took us out there and made it all out to us. And it runs from the creek up here where the bridge is, see, all down on this side of the road. Always up that up there where the creek crosses over up here again.
Oh,
that's all my land.
Great.
He give me all that land.
That was nice.
Yeah. So the men and that I had $5 to start.
Oh.
To build.
Yeah.
All the men around here wanted a church, and they wanted me to be the preacher in the church, and so we all worked together, and we got lumber. Lumber was awfully cheap. We used to go. Will Samuels used to go across the mountain, and he had a horse and a couple of horses, and pull lumber all the way across, cut it, have it cut over there and everything,
mm-hmm.
and pull that all the way over here, and we built the church out of it.
Oh, how nice. So you could stay here after the park took over. That was great. On Christmas Day, did they shoot fireworks?
No, they didn't.
They
didn't.
No. Did they do a lot of drinking?
A lot of drinking. Well, that I did know. Yeah. Yes, they know it all about that. They used to make it.
Yeah.
Philadelphia. I was going from place to place. I wanted to go to the mountains to preach to the people. I hadn't had the thought of other people down here, see, before ever they sent for me.
Oh.
And finally, they sent word up for me. They wanted me to go. And Billy Wiggins and a couple of men got together, and they raised enough money. It didn't cost much to go then on the train, you see.
Yeah.
And the train brought us into Shenandoah Junction, and then from Shenandoah Junction on into Elkton, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was in Elkton, or Shenandoah, in Shenandoah rather. And there, I was to meet Joe Meadows and Buzz Meadows on horseback. They were coming in, and so we had quite a crowd there was. But we stayed there till 6 o'clock. Just at 6 o'clock. In come Joe Breeden and different ones. These two men, Buzz Meadows and Joe Breeden. Joe Meadows, that's all right. Joe Meadows. And they said, oh, he was a big tall fella. He says, "Are you Mr. John?" I says, "Yes." I says, "I am." Well, he says, "We come down just to take you up to where we want, where you're going to live at."
Mm-hmm.
That was up at his house.
Yeah.
See, for a while, so they got the place built.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the trunk. I had a trunk, and I don't know. So a couple of suitcases. They had a wagon of some kind,
mm-hmm.
and took us up. We had to cross the creek 9 times before we got up to Buzz Meadows' store.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little store about half as big as this room.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we stopped at. Well, then by the time we got the stuff all fixed and put in these trunks, and we started up the mountain. We had quite a trip up the mountain.
Yes.
Yeah, across the creek, and look up there. He told me to ride the horse. I rode the horse, a big black horse.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget that. And that we went on up the mountain. And as we went on up the mountain, we got up a ways. I held tight to that horse. I looked down over the side of the mountain. Oh, it looked awful deep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Then we.
Well, what was your reaction when you saw the mountain people? Did you say, "At last, I'm where I want to be"?
Yeah.
Or did you think, "Oh my gosh, how can I ever do anything here"?
Yeah.
Well, which did you feel?
I thought when it was so far apart, you see, where the people were, people down here, live down here, and people two or three miles up the way up the mountains, see? It was people, that's where I landed, that's where I first landed.
Yeah.
See, after I got acquainted with the people.
Mm-hmm.
The schoolhouse up there.
Yeah.
Met a school.
Did they ever get another school teacher?
No. They parked, put all the people out.
Yes, and I mean after this one had been thrown out, they never replaced her.
Not up there. They started school down way down the road down here.
Yeah.
That's where the. I don't know whether you noticed the church that sits up on the hill. Well, right across the road from that was where families lived, where school, they had a school.
And that was pretty far for these children to go.
Yes.
They didn't then, did they?
Well, some of them went, some didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Some walked, they had a long walk.
Yeah.
Those that walked, they had to walk all the way back home until later on, but they got a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And that bus used to bring them up to here.
Yeah.
See, then they'd walk from here on up, see.
How did the people feel when they were told that the park was coming in and that they would have to move?
Well, the park, they didn't like it, but they did this. The park promised to give them $5 a month. They was going to Stanley, over
Ida.
Yeah, Ida. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ida. And they built little houses for them over there. See, and finally that they busted up. See. And it didn't last very long.
Mm-mm. But were they resentful? Did they not want to move, or did they not care?
They didn't want to move. They wanted to stay here. The park told them that they had to move. The park bought all that land.
Yeah.
All that land from here, always around, goes around there.
Sure.
And then around here, like in the valley.
Yeah.
See, they bought all that land from the people.
Yeah. Well, now, after, when they were first told, they were given a couple of years to make up their, you know, to get the idea going that they were moving. Did they still continue living the same way while they were waiting to be moved?
Yes, some of them was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some of them, as they gradually furnished a home for them, see.
Yeah.
The park would gradually
move them out.
Over there, build it. Just like a one story house.
I know those houses, yeah.
You've seen them, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Did many of them join the CCCs?
I don't know.
You know, that helped build the trails and the road and all the rest of it.
Yes, some of them did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because that was good pay.
Yeah, they worked on that road. Oh, on clean. Oh, where was it? It stopped that now. It's from there. The other side of Luray.
Yeah, well, it went to Panorama.
Uh-huh.
Panorama down here to Simmons Gap was the first stretch.
Yeah.
The people, you say, they used to do jobs for other people. Were they stonemasons, any of them?
Only stonemasons I know. They would throw stones at you. That's the only stonemasons I know of them. I never known them to pick up stones and and build houses out of rock, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way they used to build their houses, out of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Get the rock out in the field, and that's the only rocks there was.
Ah, I see. But what other kind of jobs, then, would they do for people?
They made plenty of moonshine for them, and they would sell that, and I don't know of any other work that they did do. Tell you the truth, outside of that. Moonshine and wherever they could sell it at, see.
Were you here at the time the chestnut blight? You know, all the chestnuts suddenly died.
I remember some of that. About the last part of that, when it was tearing them trees all down.
Mm.
Yes. I came in there just about around that time.
Oh, because the chestnuts were a very good cash crop for the mountain people. Right.
Mm. They used to get them, and people would go over Skyline Drive. See, they just had dirt road over Skyline Drive.
Yeah.
And they would sell them chestnuts, see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, right. I remember that.
Well, do you feel that now that the people have been moved out, that they are better off than they were?
Yes, but they are. A lot of them are better off. A lot of them, they have houses built outside of the line, see?
Yeah.
See? They're living in all...
Do you have any names of any of those people?
Lots of them, yeah. Oh, let's see. That's the names of lots of them. Some of them have died off. I forget what their names are.
Oh dear, that's a shame. Because they would have been good to interview too, you know.
John Hensley.
H-E-N-S-L-E-Y?
Yeah, Hensley, from Hensley Holler.
And where does he live now?
He's dead.
Oh.
Yeah, he's died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hensley. And that's over there, Hensley Holler.
Mm.
That name still goes for that. And this is Jollett Holler.
Yeah.
Right here. A man by the name of Jollett. Johnny Jollett.
Is he alive?
No, he died.
Oh dear! I can't interview them, can I?
All those old fellows are dead and gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
They moved out of here. They were buried.
Mm-hmm.
I have a burial lot down here. Big place it is, where a lot of them are laid out there and dead buried.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there's so many. It goes around, just something like that, always around the mountain.
Yeah.
It kind of winds around.
Yeah.
Different hollers.
Mm-hmm.
Named after these men.
That
died.
Well, you still have contact with a lot of the people, don't you?
I used to, yes. Yes, I used to have contact. But there are hundreds of them. I used to, I would work, let's see, I'd work here all around here. I lived here, you see. Like, I would work with the people up on the mountain up there, and I'd down here, and people over that way, and people this way over in here.
Well, did you help them when they were being moved? Did you help console them and work with them to help them adapt?
I helped them, give them clothes, all give them, we give them piles and piles of clothes. They used to come here, hundreds of them would come for clothes. We gave them clothes. They were wonderful people. I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
I liked those mountain people. They did so much for me and helped me. They'd bring in something to eat, say to me. I'd give them clothes,
mm-hmm.
a bag full after bag full. And the cart, they'd have a cart or something. I'd give them a load in the cart. They'd take it up the mountain and give it. And whoever I told them to give it to, they would give it to those people. And there was all pile of stuff. The clothes that were standing here was tremendous.
How about shoes? Were they given shoes?
What come in the back? Yes. What the people sent in.
Yeah. Otherwise, they had no shoes, right?
No. Summertime, they run around the bare feet.
And with all the rattlesnakes, there were a lot of rattlesnakes, weren't there? Yeah.
They used to shoot them. They used to shoot them.
Yeah. Where would they get the money for the shop?
That's it. They would get enough money for powder, see? And then they would put something in the guns.
Oh.
And then they would shoot.
Did you ever sit around with them of an evening when they were playing music?
Yes. Yeah, I should listen to them.
What kind of, did they play fiddles?
Fiddles and
banjos.
Banjos and all
Jew's harp.
Yeah, Jew's harp.
Can you recall any of the tunes they played?
I don't have any.
I know it, yeah.
30 years ago when they used to... that's funny. I wonder if I know something like this was coming out. I've had a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I never expected anything.
In the central section, a lot of them used to sit around and sing hymns. Did your people do that?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would play Turkey in the Straw. Did yours play that?
Yeah, they used to play all on that Turkey in the Straw, yes.
Golden Slippers?
Uh-huh.
And how about Under the Double Eagle?
They used to sing all those songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they don't sing them anymore.
No, I know it.
They got away from all that there, those people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They've forgotten all. They've forgotten all that, and they got into ways like the northern people. See?
That's not good.
See?
No.
See, they got to acting like they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they. That's how the. The northern people, a lot of them come down and moved in down here in places down here and worked with them.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that way, why they got acquainted together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear any expressions that sort of surprised you when they would say them? Did they have any little colloquial expressions?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, like would they say, I've heard one of them that they used to say was like, well, as the little boy said when the rabbit ran over him, I'll stick with my pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the little boy said as the rabbit ran over, chicken ran over him, I don't like that, you know. sort of strange expressions, and I was wondering if you had heard any such.
Oh, there's all kinds of expressions like them, yeah. Yeah.
Can you think of any?
No, I'm not going to think of them. They wanted to get me out to up there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want me up on the mountain. See, after a while, they were one fellow up there, Gerald Lamb. He used to sit way up on top of the mountain, see, up there, and he used to shoot at me to try to scare me. Shot down there. I went out the door to get something. I don't know how it was, and the shot went through my hat.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I was in the war. Yeah, he remember it.
Is he still alive?
No, I think he is.
Where is he living?
He lives over around Stanley somewhere, over that way.
Gerald Lang?
Lamb.
Around Stanley.
L-A-M-B.
Mm-hmm. L-A-M-B. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, he remembers.
Yeah.
All right. He could give you a lot of stuff to put in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But they didn't drive you out, did they?
No, I'm still here.
You're still here. That's great, yeah. I've
been here, there's been hundreds of them that have been saved since I came in here, maybe thousands. All this part of the country I used to preach. I preached in every little hamlet there is around about here.
Oh.
And the good Lord saved a lot of them. I guess there was hundreds and hundreds of them that were saved here to mission. I tell you, I feel like sometimes sitting down crying, thinking of the hundreds of. I don't preach, and I got a new preacher now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got another man. I forget what his name is now. I can't think. I forget now what it is.
Makes no difference. I'll tell you this: you're still Mr. John to everybody.
I can tell you in a minute what his name is. Come out of that.
You're still the preacher for this place, so makes no difference what name he has.
Oh, yeah. Steve Trout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
S-T-E-V-E, Steve Trout.
Well, how did you get around to all these hamlets? By horseback?
Walk. Mr. Jules, a lot of walk. I started.
Didn't you have a horse?
No. Never had a horse. I start out at maybe 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'd walk till I come to the first place, see, where they was preaching. And I would preach for them there. And after I got through preaching for them there, then I would go to another church, to another place that we had. I used to preach 4 or 5 times on Sunday.
And walking in between?
All the time.
Oh, my.
You'd get home about 2 or 3 o'clock the next morning. Yeah, I'd done an awful lot of walking.
You sure did. Did you visit the people when they were ill?
Yeah, I visited as many as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Lord helped him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was a blessing.
In other words, you've had a very good life here among these people.
Yes, I did have a good life among them.
Mm-hmm. And you did a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever know Deaconess Hutton?
Who?
Deaconess Hutton.
Hutton? The name seems familiar.
She was with the Episcopal Mission in Stanley.
Uh-huh. Who was that lady who used to preach there at the, up on the mountain there?
Deaconess Hutton.
Yeah, I preached for her a couple of times.
She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah, I don't know what's become of her.
She's still there.
Is she?
She's still there.
I sure would love to see her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, my.
Yes, she's still there.
Yes, I preached to her. I don't know how many times I preached to her.
That was a long walk for you, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had said that they had large families way back quite a while ago. How large a family would be a large one?
Well, the largest one I know was 14.
14? That's a lot of children, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any particular herbs or medicines that they used?
Well, I don't know of any right offhand, but I know they used to use certain herbs and different things that they would gather out of the fields.
You know, so many doctors now are learning that these were really good and that they did the job. And I was just wondering if you knew what they were.
Yes, I just slipped right through my fingers. A doctor up in Philadelphia, and he had a drugstore, 15th and Arch, 15th and Market. Yeah, that was. And there he used to make a medicine. It had 17 different ingredients in it.
Wow!
And all the doctors was trying to get a hold of that remedy, see?
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't give it to them.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell them what was in it or anything. So he. That poor man, he died. It was for rheumatism.
Mm. But they would have some things for coughs, and they had other things for poultices, and
yeah, they used to have all kinds of different herbs for cough.
Yeah.
And they used to go to him. He used to give them all kinds of remedies.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, 14 children in a family is an awful lot to try and feed, isn't it? How big were their gardens? About an acre?
Their garden? Oh, I remember 4 or 5 acres. Yes, they used to gather up stuff out of their garden and put it together in some way, make up a remedy.
Mm-hmm.
But to give to the children for different diseases.
Right. When they grew their cabbages and turnips and potatoes, would they put them in the ground, dig a hole and put them in the ground and cover them with straw?
No, I never heard tell of them doing that. No.
No. How would they keep them over the winter?
Well, they had a like a little house built like all across the road there, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they put the stuff in there.
I see, yeah. Uh-huh. Ah, there's a difference, yeah. I wonder why the things still didn't freeze. Why the cabbages wouldn't freeze.
Ooh.
Why cabbages and turnips didn't freeze when they were in that building.
Well, some of them did.
Mm.
Yes, and they had to cover them up good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they
cover them with straw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Can you think of anything else about these people?
Well, they were... There's so many, many different things. that they used, and they would put them, their stuff, they would bury some of the stuff.
Oh, they did.
They would bury some of it in the ground, and for the next year.
Yeah.
They would can a tremendous lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They would can it up.
Did they do apple butter boiling?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. They used to have big boiler. I don't know where they got that boiler from, but they would boil the apple butter. And everything, and even boil the liquor in it.
That's right. Well, now, when they were making the apple butter, was it sort of a festive time? Would they make a party out of it?
Yeah.
They did.
They did. Everybody come around.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd make a big time over it.
Yeah.
Singing and all, everything going on, going on drinking and everything.
Yeah. Did they have a fellow on one side and a girl on the other?
No.
No?
I never seen anything like that.
To stir it?
Yeah. Oh, they had the stirrer. Those to stir it with.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of the men would do that kind of work.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the women, they handled all the cannon.
Mm-hmm. After they made the... They put the apple butter in big crocks, right?
Yeah.
And then how would they cover them?
Well, they cover them with whatever they could get.
Mm-hmm.
To cover them up good.
Yeah.
From the weather. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have an awful lot of jars covered up.
Sure. Did they dry apples?
Dried apples, yeah. They used to dry them.
Mm-hmm.
And other things, other fruit.
What?
They used to dry them, pears and all that kind of
stuff. They dried pears?
They used to dry all that kind of stuff.
Cherries?
Cherries and everything if they run out of cooking, see why then they would have to dry it, see?
Sure.
Or else they would cook it up good, see, and can it.
Mm-hmm.
That way, put it in the cans.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they had all kinds of schemes doing it.
Sure.
They knew how to do it.
They did know how to do
it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they ever make what they call ash cakes?
Ash cakes. Yes, something like that. I don't know how they did it.
Were they good?
They were good, whatever they were.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they all had chickens, and they all had pigs, yeah. And they all had a cow.
Mm-hmm. Cows. And
horses.
Horses.
Uh-huh. And then, did any of them have more than one cow?
Had more than one cow? Yes, some of them had maybe a dozen cows.
Really?
Yes, really.
Then they had a lot of property, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And they'd make butter out of the butter and
their
cheese, cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
Where would they keep that? In a spring house?
Yeah, spring house.
Uh-huh. Then all the houses were along a stream, weren't they?
Near stream, yes.
Did they make their own soap?
Soap, yeah, they made soap. They made all those kind of things, see.
Mm-hmm.
Soap and every different thing you could think of, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Sorghum?
will take the place of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That they use today.
Mm-hmm. They lived pretty good, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, they lived real good. They got their ideas from the Indians. A lot of their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they canned an awful lot of stuff.
You said that there was an Indian settlement. Did they mix with those Indians at all?
A lot of those Indians were dead. A lot of them was gone. There wasn't around. It wasn't around here 40 years ago.
Oh.
They were buried around here, though.
But they didn't intermarry with them.
No.
No.
Some, yes, it did. Yes, some. Uh-huh. You look at some of them, you can see the Indian in them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you any idea where these people came from originally?
I don't know. You know. I'll tell you where they went to.
Oh, I know where they went to, but I'm wondering where they came.
Old Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where they went. That's where they're at now.
But. Yeah. And I'm wondering how they originally got here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They moved out of here when the park come along.
Yes. Only
they had to get out.
I know that, but I was wondering how they first came here to live.
Oh, when they first came here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the whole country. Around about here was Indians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was that? Was an Indian? I forget now who it was. I forget now who it was. Can't think of it.
Well, you know, you have given us a really remarkable interview. I don't know how to thank you for all that you've told us.
Use it all. I might think of some more and send it in to you.
Okay. That would be wonderful because we're trying to verify and confirm. And you've told us a lot of things we had not already known. So, I wanted to ask you, wildlife. Did you ever see any deer up here?
Yes.
Before the park came?
Yeah. I seen two right over here not so long ago, about a year ago.
No, I mean before the park.
Before the park. Yeah, there was lots of wildlife, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were there bear?
Yes, bears.
Before the park?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they before the park took over.
There were bear.
Deers and wildcats. I lived up on the mountain and what was that jumped over the top of my head on the road. I forget what it was now. It was some kind of a wildcat or something.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was now.
Cougar?
Yeah, it jumped over the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was lots of that.
So there were deer and bear here before
there were, yes.
Before the park.
Mm-hmm. Way before the park took.
And the mountain people hadn't killed them all?
No. No, Dizzy, no, they hadn't killed them all. There were plenty of them here. They lived on a lot of that stuff.
Sure.
Bear,
yeah.
And deers, all the different things, the eatable things.
Yeah. And squirrel and
squirrel,
rabbit.
Yeah, what was that now? We used to go out and hunt for them.
Coons? Possum?
Possum, yeah. Yeah, we used to go around hunting for them.
Mm-hmm.
They dig underground, see.
Mm-hmm.
You had time for that thing.
Yeah. Did the families have many dogs to keep the wild animals away from their garden.
The dogs, yes, some of them dead. All the dogs they could get a hold of.
Yeah. To keep the animals away from their gardens. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was plenty of them.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is really tremendous.
Oh, thank you.
You ain't got no gray hairs?
Well, my daddy never had any gray hair either. So I must have taken after daddy. So, which I'm very happy about. Neither my daddy or mother. And you come from a very long-lived family, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what's the matter here. I wired him for sound, didn't I?
Yeah.
A real water gate.
I might think of some more.
Yeah, if you can, that would be just grand. Now let's see what kind of a picture we got. Well, I would say it's just as good as the other. In fact, I can't see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I thought I was going to center you better. I didn't. Well, I think it's amazing that your memory, that is to me a fabulous thing that you have such a memory. Wow.
Did you hear what she's saying?
What?
She said she thought she had a lot
of.
You do.